Hello, this is Neville Collard, Noongar Buriya of the Whadjuk, Yuwat and Balanong Noongar. I'm just talking about the jingi or the banding, which is the New Holland honey sucker or honey eater as they call them. And these are little birds, you know, you see them speckled, you've got flinks of yellow on their wing, got little skinny legs. Nowadays you see them in all sorts of shrubs and shrubbery and gardens in around the built-up areas. And they're very important, these little birds, you know. They live on the honey, they eat the honey, so obviously they're good germinators for the plants in the garden. And the little nests are all built of twigs, and you see them also built in your gardens. They like to live on insects and the nectar. When I watch these little fellas in my bird bath, they come in the dozens, and they'll all stand and sit there and drink and stand on the edge of the bird bath till everyone's had a wash and a drink, and then they'll fly off. You see them chasing butterflies and insects, and they'll pluck them out of the air, and they may take them back to their nest, or they may eat them and regurgitate them later. But the male and the female, they all look alike, except the female's a little bit smaller. They're also known as the culbert, which is the singing one, and then there's another one. He's got a white nape, and he's called the jingi. So I think because of the white chest, and that is that at night he'd look like a most probably a devil or a ghost. That's why they call him a jingi. And then the other one they call a duran, which is the white-eared one. And he's yellow and a light fawn ear. And he's behind his, and under his eyes and behind his ears, he's got the white nape. And there's another one with the yellow nape, he's called a duram. And that was the name, that was my grandfather, my great-grandfather's name. Old man Bennell, his name was Durham. So he obviously got his name from this bird for some reason.